And so lucky to have you
Thank
from
you.
An outsider's point of view. Okay?
Thank you.
And you've been listening to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour. And I'm Larry Cartwright, and we will be back again next week, same time, same station. Take care and stay healthy.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I'm somebody that gets it. And nobody really knows. It's not something that's so hard and fast. I do know this. Other countries are eating our lunch.
Donald Trump talking to Fox News Sunday about a variety of issues, saying that he is tired of the United States losing around the world. Trump today meeting with various people at Trump Tower, including former presidential candidate Carly Fiorina.
We talked about the opportunity that the president-elect has to literally reset things, to reset the trajectory of this economy, to reset the role of government.
Investigators say the accused South Carolina church shooter Dylan Roof had a handwritten note in his car with the names of several churches on it. During testimony today in the trial, the officer who processed his car said he also had a Confederate flag, a burned American flag, and a gun. That's getting down to the wire if you want to mail something by Christmas. December 15th, the deadline. USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair with the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set. A gift-giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's holiday gift set includes the famous Ovation Cell Therapy 3-Bottle System, plus intensive repair hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation vitamins, and special Ovation detangling comb. What a great gift at a great savings price.
The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced. Price at 60% off retail. But this week only, get free shipping too. Now through
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I don't want that agreement.
And we're live here in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and it's our last show of the year. Today is December 19th, and we're going to have a special broadcast today, sharing a little holiday music, some retro, some current, and sharing some tunes of the season. We're going to start out with a quote, and we actually have several different quotes that we're going to review today. And the first one is from Helen Keller. And this is the quote, "The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Wishing you happiness." We'll do our commercials and then we'll be back for some holiday music. Stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Okay, and now for our weather today. Well, it is chilly. I have to start taking some clothes off in the studio here because probably picking up a little bit of noise from that. My 18 layers of clothing because it is really cold out and I'm not sure I was exactly prepared for it. Yesterday, I kept waiting for the warm weather they were calling for and I felt in the morning that there was a warm breeze. And then it just went nowhere. That lasted about 3 seconds. And then we went into such a cold, cold day with the rain yesterday. But I was just happy, really, that it wasn't snow because we had a little bit of snow here in Jersey on Saturday morning, late Friday night into Saturday morning. And then it warmed up and it really wasn't an issue. And then they kept saying that on Sunday we'd have some rain and warming temperatures, and that did not happen. So I was concerned that we were going to get a little ice, but it all turned out okay. Today, really, though, it feels cold. I'm not sure if I'm just not dressed appropriately in my 18 layers here or what the deal is, but it is 29 degrees here in Flemington. And of course, you know, I am broadcasting from the United Way, from the Flemington Chamber office. I just was over at the United Way's Volunteer Center for the first time. So I think the United Way is on my mind. But I'm broadcasting here from Flemington from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce's office on Mine Street. And it definitely felt chilly walking in from the parking lot into the office here. And this may even be my last broadcast from this studio, so we'll have to stay tuned on that. Tonight we have partly cloudy skies with a low around 15. That's very, very cold. Tomorrow is sunny with a high near 37. So that'll be a good day to be out and do some holiday shopping. Wednesday is the best day of the week for that, really, with a high near 44. Wednesday night it gets a little bit cold, but not quite as bad as our Tuesday night of 17 degrees or tonight's low of 15. Wednesday night, we're looking around 25 for our low. Thursday, we do have a chance of showers afternoon, although it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 44. Thursday night, we might have that S word that we don't like to talk about here. Starting out with some rain showers and then mixing with snow after 9 p.m. It looks like the chance of precipitation there is 30%, and I don't really see any accumulating snow on my screen. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 44. We have a little bit of a warmer weekend with 46 as the high on Saturday. And Christmas Day, we're looking at a high of 49. And I'm not sure if anyone remembers last year's Christmas Eve, I was running in shorts. It was absolutely wonderful. So hopefully we'll have very nice and mild weather. When we think about the holidays, we always want to remember people that may be alone for the holidays. Maybe you might have some time, drop some items off at the Veterans Haven North right here in Glen Gardner in Hunterdon County, or any of the nursing homes, because it can be a little bit sad to be in a nursing home or a hospital during the holidays. It always seems like it's a little bit worse for people. And of course, there are many things. We talk about the holiday blues for a reason, because for many people, they can be a time of great joy. But of course, for some people, the holidays make them feel even more depressed. And that's why we have the holiday blues expression. So I guess I just ask everyone to this holiday season, remember people who may be a little bit alone and who may in fact be needing that person to reach out for them. And certainly there are many, many ways to do that. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today during our show. But first, we have to do a New Jersey holiday song. So we're going to start right out with Bruce Springsteen and Merry Christmas Baby. That's how we have to start here at Hot and 100. And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. Stay with us.
Tonight, and I got music.
I'm not sure if there's a better way to start our holiday music without Bruce Springsteen. So at least we have that going for us today, now that I know where I am in the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office here on 14 Mine Street. So hopefully I'll be able to find my car at the end of the day. I wanted to get back to a couple of quotes. We do have some quotes from the Forbes magazine. And another quote is from Mother Teresa. If you cannot feed 100 people, then just feed one. Something so simple, such a easy way to start giving this holiday season is to give to others, to make us feel that spirit and to put aside the hustle and bustle and really think about the season, or just being able to give to someone else, make someone else feel a little bit better. So we really wanted to talk a little bit about what happens sometimes for depression during the holidays so that people can reach out to others. And we were talking before our music medley of the holiday blues and the phrase that was coined because the holidays can be depressing for some people. I was able to look up some information, and it doesn't appear that the suicide rates do rise during the holiday season, but that doesn't mean that mental health or your mental health isn't exasperated by the holiday season and wanting to feel blissful and happy and not actually feeling that way. So we don't want to do anything that would stop education on suicide prevention, but we also don't want to perpetuate a myth. So some statistics in New Jersey, the facts in 2016, and I'm going to post this. It was a download for the media that can be shared on social media. So this will be on the Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page. And we will definitely get to that right after our short commercial break for the weather that we didn't do earlier. So we are falling down on the job here. Stay with us.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, now I don't think I will be getting into trouble. I'm all caught up on my commercials. You know, we do have to pay the bills around here. So we thank our weather sponsors so we can give everyone the weather. And you all know to bundle up more than the 18 layers that I have on today. And we'll get back on track to do our commercial break in just a moment. But first, we'll do another quote. And this one is from St. Francis of Assisi. And it says, "For it is in giving that we receive." So something to think about this holiday season for certain. Let's do our commercial breaks, and then we'll be back here in the studio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Pat and Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And this is your host, Georgine Trinkle, here at Hot and Hotterdon on December 19th, doing our last broadcast, possibly from this studio, and certainly the last broadcast of the year. And we are talking about the holidays and how this can indeed be a difficult time for people, thus the phrase holiday blues. And we wanted to provide some facts about suicide in New Jersey for the 2016 facts and figure sheets that I do have available here. And we do want to always continue with suicide prevention and awareness, because suicide is the 12th leading cause of death overall in New Jersey. And unfortunately, on average, one person dies by suicide every 11 hours in the state, which means before a day is done, 24 hours, we have two people who have died by suicide. And when we look at the facts and figures for suicide, I certainly want to preface it with the fact that we do know from people in this field that there are deaths that are caused by suicide that aren't always in the data and the statistics. The cause of death may not have been ruled a suicide, or it was unknown, or undetermined. So we know these numbers, when they are reported, can also be low. So they are shocking, I think. In New Jersey, there were 786 suicides, and nationally 42,773. So the state, certainly that's too many. It's too many to have one person dying by suicide every 11 hours. I want to say that, again, that this information, certainly I'll be downloading it so I can share it on our social media page. And certainly New Jersey is the second leading cause of death by suicide for people ages 25 to 34. So just bear in mind this holiday season that there may be some people who suffer a little bit from depression, or all throughout the year, who may be sad or have suicidal thoughts. And it's easy to reach out to someone. So I hope that everyone listening today to this broadcast will indeed reach out to someone, if it's someone through an institution, by providing some type of kindness, or if it's volunteering, posting information about the suicide awareness hotline information. Any of those things can certainly make a difference. So we're going to listen to a little more music, and then we'll be back here in the studio.
Cozy we are, closer than far, sounds of forever still around. Lovers in love, just like we were, 'cause being apart's a lonely sound. And when people ask how we stay together, I say you never let me down. Yeah, you make it feel like Christmas, even when things go wrong. I hear the sound of Christmas in your song.
sun shining on me. Nowhere could be a better place. Lovers in love, yeah, that's what we'll be. When you're here with me, it's Christmas Day. Could you make it feel like Christmas? Even when things go wrong, I hear the sound of Christmas in your song. That's how you know that it's true, babe. Just look at us now, part of it all. In spite of it all, we're still around. So wake up the kids and put on some tea. Let's light up the tree. Christmas Day, and you make it feel like Christmas, even when things go wrong. Say now, I hear the sound of Christmas in your song.
We're back here in the studio at Hot and Hunterdon. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, playing a few different retro songs here from our collection to remind everyone about the holiday season, maybe share a little joy, a little music. We always can express ourselves with music and share our thoughts and feelings. And, of course, we are doing some quotes in between all of that and talking about the holiday blues and suicide awareness and prevention and education, of course. One of these statistics or the facts I have on this fact sheet here from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is that the total deaths by suicide in New Jersey reflect a total of 15,125 years of potential life loss before age 65. So it's a staggering number of days and years that people suffer without the person that they love who committed suicide. So let's just be mindful that the holidays aren't always easy for people. And we can certainly make life a little bit easier for other people when we give. And we have to have a Charles Dickens quote this time of year, I think, that it's most appropriate. And so the quote is this: no one is useless in this world who lightens the burden of another. So I hope that you're all out there lightening burdens of other people and really having a great holiday season, not stressing out so much, not being on the circle of 31 like I was, and people just coming at you from 10 different directions. Everyone seems to be in such a hurry this time of year. But I hope that everyone has a moment at least to think about others and, spread a little awareness about suicide prevention. If it's posting just something on your own social media with the suicide awareness information, whatever it may be something that you feel is very inconsequential, but it really may help someone else. So let's try to think about other people this time of year. And always people say giving this time of year increases. So if you have a favorite charity or cause that you have and you've been meaning to volunteer all year long but haven't been able to get to it, then now would be also a good time to give. We were actually talking earlier this week about food that's needed for food pantries and picking healthy food, and food that has a nutritional value is really, really important. So here's another quote from Albert Camus, and it is: real generosity toward the future lies in giving all to the present. So Let's not forget to be present and mindful in our day. And we're going to do our news break. Then we'll be back with some more holiday music and talking a little bit more about ways we can really capture the spirit, how we can spread some kindness and generosity and giving to others this year. So I do hope that you'll stay with me while we do our news break and find out what is going on this cold day here in New Jersey.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The screams of an Islamic terrorist today as he gunned down Russia's ambassador to Turkey. Ambassador Andrei Karlov shot several times in the back by the gunman as he gave a speech at a photo exhibit at an art gallery. The gunman screamed, "Allahu Akbar, do not forget Aleppo, do not forget Syria." But that's not the only terrorist attack taking place. Right now in Germany, 9 people are dead, many others hurt, after a truck plowed through a crowd at a Christmas market in Berlin. German police have said they suspect it to be a terrorist attack. First Lady Michelle Obama drawing criticism for an interview with Oprah Winfrey, where she insulted millions of American voters who picked Donald Trump.
"Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know."
Get the latest up-to-date news on the terrorist attacks at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Settlers in Israeli outposts that were refusing to leave despite a court ruling reaching an agreement with the government. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
Amona settlers saying yesterday they have accepted Israel's promise to build 52 new homes and public buildings for them at a nearby location. Activists had gathered at that outpost in recent days, vowing to violently resist any forced evacuation. Israel's Supreme Court determining the Amona outpost was built on private Palestinian land, ordering the government to tear down the 50 trailer homes by December 25th. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon says the U.S. is continuing to engage with China on getting a U.S. military drone returned. The underwater research drone was taken by a Chinese Navy ship off the coast of the Philippines last Thursday. China state media claims the use of the drone was likely part of U.S. surveillance in the disputed South China Sea. Get more news and analysis at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Have you thought about what throwing away the trash after Christmas morning could mean to burglars in your neighborhood? Here's more to think about this holiday season.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
The holidays are a time for gift-giving, and according to Hempstead Town Supervisor Tony Santino, would-be thieves casing your curb to see what you've got.
When you put a box out after you've got the new smart TV or home theater system, you're advertising to would-be burglars that there's nice new stuff here.
Santino is urging residents to reduce the risk by driving those big boxes to the sanitation department in Merrick. A 2-week drop-off program will be in effect starting December 27th. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
While the Electoral College going smoothly today, electors are speaking out about the threats of violence they have received if they support Trump. Here's a story.
Opponents of President-elect Donald Trump have been putting enormous pressure on Republican delegates to peel away from Trump.
Myself and other electors received thousands of letters, emails, Facebook messages. I got 3,000 letters to my house in the last 3 days.
Michigan delegate Michael Benarian told Fox News some of the messages have been downright ugly.
People talking about putting a bullet in the back of my mouth, burning my family, sending me pictures of a noose, and saying that if I don't vote for Hillary Clinton, they'll get me.
He said he will be following his sworn duty and casting his Electoral College ballot for Trump.
Get more news and analysis at USARadio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
And we're back in the studio here with Georgine Trinkle, your host at Houghton Hunterdon. Today is December 19th, and you often hear me talk about how difficult it is or can be for small businesses to know how to market their business or what ways of marketing are effective. So I have on the phone with me an individual who probably will never call me again. All right, you're live with us here at Houghton Hunterdon. You could tell everyone your name and how you're able to help people with their marketing approach.
Sure. How you? Okay. Yeah, my name is Brad Mandel from Universal Advertising. And the way we're able to get out the your company, small business, via internet, via paper map, a link to your website. The way this works is if you have a business card or you have a logo or website, we can pull that, and our department works very hard to get together a nice ad and send you a proof. And then what you would, in February, in the town of Hunterdon County, for example, if you're in that general area and you'd like your business to get out, you can give me a call at 800-322-8224. My name is Brad Mandel. I'm extension 2171. And thousands of people will hear about your small business, and be able to get back to you. And, you know, with the economy the way it is, sometimes it's nice to be able to get out and have everybody hear about you.
That's great, Brad. Thanks for sharing that. And again, if you're a smaller company and you don't have someone who does your graphic designs or can come up with a wonderful ad, you actually have a department that can help create something.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, Brad, let's get your number one more time.
Sure. It's 800-322-8224. I'm extension 2171.
Great. Thanks for joining us here at Houghton Hunterdon. And if we do have anyone who is interested in being part of the local marketing, they certainly can reach out for you. Have a great holiday season. Okay. And like I said, I'll probably never call again here at Houghton Hunterdon. But I know that sometimes people do struggle to try to find ways to market their business. So back to our serious topic that we have on hand here regarding the holidays, ways to get involved in the community, to give. I do want to give out the Hopeline number, which is New Jersey's 24-hour, 7-day-a-week peer support and suicide prevention hotline. So this number is available at 1-855-654-6735. I should say the service is available by contacting the number, so forgive me for that. And that number, again, for New Jersey Hopeline is 1-855-654-6735, and that is a phone number that can help with confidential services. They do indicate that they will be able to make referrals to you and to provide some confidential telephone counseling support and referrals. So if anyone knows anyone who might need that number, or just jot it down or share it, or any of the suicide prevention numbers, there are many nationwide programs that are a telephone resource program. Certainly sharing that information would be helpful. And again, a quote that we have here from Winston Churchill: we make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. So we mentioned a few ways that you can give, certainly food donations. The toy drives are wrapping up, but I know that if you wanted to drop off some new items, Norwest Cap's Toy Distribution Center is at the Phillipsburg Mall in Phillipsburg. They actually have a Phillipsburg address, but it's really not, but that's okay. They are near the pretzel store, and you can certainly drop off any new toys there today, which is Monday, December 19th. the 20th, Tuesday, I think, is their other distribution day, or Wednesday, the 21st. But there are plenty of opportunities way beyond Northwest Cap and way beyond Hunterdon County and New Jersey. You can give, and even in memory of someone, there are wonderful, wonderful programs. Just make sure that you do your research and make sure it's an organization or a company you're familiar with. We've had really too many organizations over the years we've heard about that have had another way of giving that has not been the way the donors intended. So do your research carefully and select a nonprofit either to volunteer or to provide a donation to. So we're going to do another holiday tune, and then we have to pay the bills. Stay with us.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can play on. Snow and mistletoe and presents for the tree. Christmas Eve
So you're in the studio with me today on December 19th, and we're doing some classic holiday songs here. And since I'm the host, I get to pick which one, so that's pretty good on my part. But if you have a song that you're looking for this holiday season that reminds you or makes you feel good or happy, you could call into the studio at 908-237-0410, or you could just be like Brad and call and end up on the air. So I warn you, I am here in the studio alone, and if you call, you're going to end up on the air. So 908-237-0410 if you'd like to do that. And we'll do another quote here, which is unknown. Okay, so the author's unknown, but I like it. Go the extra mile. It's never crowded. I think that's really true. I think that to be exceptional, we have to push ourselves a little bit more than everyone else, and it is certainly worth it. So we have to pay the bills around here, and we have some commercials to do. Then we'll be back with at least one more song, holiday song, and a little bit more about giving and suicide prevention today. Stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We're back here in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. Today is December 19th, and I even know where I am this late part of our hour broadcasting here. I'm at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office on Mine Street in Flemington, and it may be my very last broadcast from this studio, as the studio is in the middle of a move, or will be in the middle of a move. I see little by little every week our pictures are disappearing and records are being boxed up here. So I know that a move is imminent. So we'll see how we like the new studio, which may be our next broadcast in 2017. So we'll have to see how that goes. But we do have a few more. Hopefully we can do two more songs here at Hunterdon. And in the meantime, I do want to give the phone number for a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The number I gave earlier was for New Jersey, although anyone can call. But here is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And this, again, is a 24-hour, 7 days a week, free and confidential telephone outreach where people can call that are in distress if they just need some prevention or a resource for someone, yourself or someone else, in fact. And even professionals can call if they need a little advice about how to really connect with someone and to help prevent suicide. Remember, suicide is preventable. The phone number to call is 1-800-273-8255 for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And I posted the number I gave out earlier on our social media page, Hunt and Hunterdon, so give us a like. And I will also post this National Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number for anyone who needs a little information, even if you're a professional and want to find out a little bit more. We're going to do another holiday song, and then we'll be back here at Hunt and Hunterdon.
Well, I'm all grown up now. Can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself,
To a quote that comes from, I'm not sure where. Isn't it great when things pop up on our screen and then they go away? It is a challenge some days to know exactly what we're doing over here, and not just in the studio, I might add. So I had a quote of a poem and then it disappeared from my screen here. So I'm going to have to work on that, I guess. I don't know. Oh, here we go. All right. So I had one screen too many. What can I say? We always have such fun over here trying to figure out what we're doing. So we have, of course, some famous poems for the holiday season. Everyone is familiar with Christmas Bells by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who wrote the poem in 1863 during the Civil War. And this is probably one of the most famous holiday poems I could think of anyway. I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men, and thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then from each black, accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound, the carols drowned, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent, and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. And that is a famous holiday poem, the only one that I could come up with over here that would stay on my screen. And, of course, that is Christmas Bells. Again, written in 1863 during the Civil War. And he wrote it, they say, because his son went off to fight for the Union and it was against his wishes. So while the song is about Christmas time, there, of course, is a thread of war because obviously he was thinking about his son going off to war. So I certainly thank you for joining me all throughout the year here for Hot and Hunterdon. Completed our year of broadcast here in the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce studio here for our internet radio show, Hot and Hunterdon. And I do not believe Ruth Ann is in this week. I think that last week was probably her last broadcast. So We are ending and wrapping up our year, of course, and hopefully we're looking toward a great year for 2017, seeing what is on the horizon, hopefully great and exciting things. I wish all of you a wonderful holiday season. I do hope that if it's not doing something for the veterans or dropping off holiday gift or food, that it's just a consciousness to think about others in our community here in Hunterdon, to do what you can by volunteering or by being informed or educating yourself on topics that you believe are critical to a thriving community, to get involved, to really follow through on a passion that you may have. And maybe it's not something to help others, but it's something to help yourself, and there's nothing wrong with taking care of ourselves first. At least in my world, I think that's really important. You have to practice self-care so you can help others. It's a important thing, and I hope everyone has a very prosperous new year, and that's filled with many joyful things. And you can always shoot us a note on Hot and Hunterdon's Facebook page, or you can call the studio next year, wherever that studio may be. Thank you again for joining me this whole year or just today. Appreciate having listeners. This is Georgine Trinkle, your host, Hot and Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The screams of an Islamic terrorist today as he gunned down Russia's ambassador to Turkey. Ambassador Andrei Karlov shot several times in the back by the gunman as he gave a speech at a photo exhibit at an art gallery. The gunman screamed, "Allahu Akbar, do not forget Aleppo, do not forget Syria." But that's not the only terrorist attack taking place. Right now in Germany, 9 people are dead, many others hurt, after a truck plowed through a crowd at a Christmas market in Berlin. German police have said they suspect it to be a terrorist attack. First Lady Michelle Obama drawing criticism for an interview with Oprah Winfrey, where she insulted millions of American voters who picked Donald Trump.
"Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know."
Get the latest up-to-date news on the terrorist attacks at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts Coupon Book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts Coupon Book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Settlers in Israeli outposts that were refusing to leave despite a court ruling reaching an agreement with the government. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
Amona settlers saying yesterday they have accepted Israel's promise to build 52 new homes and public buildings for them at a nearby location. Activists had gathered at that outpost in recent days, vowing to violently resist any forced evacuation. Israel's Supreme Court determining the Amona outpost was built on private Palestinian land, ordering the government to tear down the 50 trailer homes by December 25th. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon says the U.S. is continuing to engage with China on getting a U.S. military drone returned. The underwater research drone was taken by a Chinese Navy ship off the coast of the Philippines last Thursday. China state media claims the use of the drone was likely part of U.S. surveillance in the disputed South China Sea. Get more news and analysis at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
The U.S.